I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Manitou Springs is considering changes to an agreement approved over the summer for the rebuilding of the Cog Railroad. The Gazette reports potential changes to the contract include the removal of a cap on the excise tax the Broadmoor would pay to the city, as well as an additional payment to Manitou in 2020. Details will be discussed during a meeting at 5:30 tomorrow evening at Manitou City Hall. The first pharmaceutical containing a cannabis derivative was recently approved by the federal government. As Harvest Public Media's Esther Honig reports, the move could open the door for further research into the use of CBD or cannabidiol.
The drug Epidiolex, which is used to treat epilepsy, was approved by the FDA in June. But because the drug contains a cannabis derivative, the DEA had to sign off too. In doing so, it removed some CBD from the most restrictive category for drugs, but it currently only applies to Epidiolex. Chad Kinney is the director of the Cannabis Research Institute at Colorado State University Pueblo. He says this could have a major ripple effect.
Anybody that's doing research related to cannabinoids and cannabis, that was a significant event.
Congress has been working to pass the 2018 Farm Bill, which may include legislation that legalizes industrial hemp. Esther Honig, Harvest Public Media.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.